All right, afternoon, everybody. Outstanding. Could be worse. Could have the flu. What's that? I don't know. I've already had it. So I had it for 2 days. You know, I don't know what it's, swine flu or whatever those flus are. I called it the crybaby flu. It was sick. I mean, my whole family's sick, so... Wife left town, everybody got sick. So I don't know what happened. I blame her.
About the measurement, what were your, talk a little bit about your angle on it, what your thoughts were about it.
The measurement? The fourth and one? Yeah, like I say, I got the flu and I don't remember it. So I'll just stick with that. I guess my eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
Did the league ever come back with any explanation or they screwed up or anything?
Nah, I mean, not to me. You know, all we do is, as assistant coaches is, you turn in plays that you think should be looked at, and that's pretty much my part of it. I really, you hear back from Eric on how they ruled on some things, and that's about it.
So we have enough problems. Heading into this week, 12 guys get the flu, you lose to Paul Jackson, Eric Wright gets in a car accident. What kind of week you having?
And the wife left, kids are sick. Hopefully she's coming back. It's been a tough week. You start questioning, maybe I should go to church more often, start living better. But, we've had a rough year so far, and we just got to get better. We just got to keep working through it. And Father always said, tough times don't always last. Tough people do. So, right now it's just been, things haven't been going great. And it's unfortunate. We had a lot of guys miss practice this week. Green Bay's got one of the better offenses in football. And McCarthy's a tough guy, and he could care less, so he's probably chomping at the bit. But it's just the way it goes, I guess.
You think you'll have Eric Wright Sunday?
I hope so. We'll have to wait and see on that situation, and obviously we hope he's out there.
Just how hard is it putting together a game plan when you're not exactly sure until Friday if you're going to have, how many inside linebackers or outside linebackers or... I mean, what challenge has that been for you?
That's a great question. I think, we put together a plan that, gives us a good chance to slow down the Green Bay offense. Last week we struggled on giving up big plays, and that's not a character, a characteristic of our defense and what we want to be. And I thought we'd do much better, but they made some big plays and I think we ought to be, when you look at the body of work, we ought to be a much better defense than statistically we are. And it's disappointing. We got to play better. And we have to play the game the way, we're trying to see it and play it. And right now with a lot of guys not being out there at practice, you want to paint a picture of the opponent. And right now I'm not sure if they got that picture or not, but our coaches are meeting with those guys right now individually, and hopefully we'll all be on the same page come Sunday. We need to be.
Talk a little bit about your perception of Brandon McDonald's comfort level, playing man versus playing zone.
Brandon's a competitive guy, and so I'm sure he's comfortable playing both. I think, he's given up a few plays, but I think a lot of people have in this league, but he's made a few good plays. He had a sack last week, a couple of nice tackles, forced fumbles, we're continuing to play hard. We're not playing, as sound a defense as we should be and that you guys will expect from us. But you guys are playing hard, and you don't have three turnovers in the fourth quarter without playing hard. And we're doing that. We're just, it's just not as good as it should be.
Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, they're similar. I mean, because they make big plays. They make big plays on the run when they buy more time to throw the ball down the field. And, you know, shoot, you have to check the number twice to see if it's 86 or 80 in the slot, because both of them play physical and both are excellent players, Donald Driver and Hines Ward. So there's a lot of similarities. And you know, obviously we don't want it to be a big play show like it was last week.
When you're getting beat with all those passes in the middle of the field with guys seemingly way off the ball, theoretically isn't the way to beat it a bigger pass rush or isn't – or is that,
I mean,
is
you know, that's something where, you know, Les, you got to, you know, you're always trying to get, you know, some heat on the quarterback with Roethlisberger and with Rodgers. A lot of times those guys, you know, that you can get to them some and sack them, and then they'll make this huge play on you when they can, you know, get away, break a tackle, make a play, and then, you know, it hurts you in coverage, especially if you're going like some zone pressures, where all of a sudden the guy bides more time than he, you know, you know, you're used to, and now he makes more plays down the field. So, you know, if we could just sack him every time, shoot, I'm with you. Let's go sack him every time. But sometimes he, you know, that guy, the player makes a great play, and when that happens, you are vulnerable, and you know, you can obviously look right at that game and see some vulnerability, you know, that we gave up in the back end.
How do you replace DeQuell, I mean, from a grand scheme, like, you know, losing one of your top guys, then specifically, who do you shift inside and how do you handle it?
Well, I think DeQuell's a great person and a great player. And, you know, it hurts to see a young man work so hard and do the things he did, commit himself to this team and an organization, and to go out with an injury is, you know, it's devastating for him. And it's obviously watching a young man progress and things, you know, he was doing. You know, it hurts for him because you want to see him do well, and that's why you're in this business. And, you know, the bottom line is it's hard to replace a great character person, a great player. So, you know, the next man has to step up, and that's Kaloux, and I think he's done an admirable job, and he's working hard, and he's trying to do the things that, you know, that he can do to be a great player himself.
Did it look like Ben pick on him a little bit when he got in the game?
It looked like he was just picking on me, you know, so I was taking it personal. So, I mean, he was just attacking us, and, you know, it wasn't versus Kaloux. It was really against all of us.
But what do you do to correct that that coverage other than say, you know, stay with your guy better? What can you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's some things that we could have done better scheme-wise, obviously, that you know, that the guy makes big plays like that, it's not acceptable. And, you know, blame me, that players, they're playing as hard as they can on, you know, what we call and things like that, and it wasn't successful enough. So, you know, you got to look to the guy that's calling the defense, and that's me.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to find anybody to blame. I'm just saying, what can you do to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, I mean, you keep working hard. You keep, you know, practicing broken plays and things like that where they may not appear broken on as a broken play where a guy fumbles a ball in the backfield and then picks it up and runs. But to me, they extend plays. They're extended plays, and those are hard to simulate. I mean, they really are, because all of a sudden you think you have. Now the guy's outside of the pocket. Now he's got more time to throw. He's got 10 more seconds. I mean, you know, those things, they're hard to practice, but you know, hopefully we'll have an excellent plan for that because Aaron Rodgers is very similar to Roethlisberger, like you brought up.
You mentioned that, Coach, but the way you describe Rodgers, it sounds almost like you're describing Favre back in his prime. You know, you're scrambling around, you know, buying time, making, you know, flinging the ball downfield.
I mean, to me, there's like one Brett Favre. I mean, Brett Favre. Yeah, I think yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, I think Brett Favre's, like, his style is by itself. I mean, he could be looking over here and throw the ball here, and I don't see Rodgers doing that. I think what he is, a developing quarterback that, you know, to me, he's grown up quite a bit, you know, in the year that he started. And, you know, he sees the field good. It's, you know, they're struggling with their pass protection. You know, so he takes a good long look to find out where he wants to go with the football, and sometimes he gets in trouble doing that also. You know, he's not always making big plays. Sometimes he gets in trouble. But, again, he's a quarterback that's got a lot of weapons around him. He's got a ton of weapons around him, and he's doing a good job. And if you allow him to throw on time, you know, the game's going to be over quick.
From the standpoint that you practice against him all the time, you know what kind of player he is. Question about Derek Anderson. You know, where do you see his career? Where is he now? Where do you see his career going? Just from your observations on your side.
Yeah, the only observation like I get is, you know, the guy is a leader. The guy's a great leader, and you could see, you know, the way he runs the team and things. Again, like on Sundays, I don't really see him much because we're over there trying to get our situations fixed. But during a week of practice, you really admire a guy that that can lead a team. And, you know, like that's what I admire about Eric Barton on defense. And I see the similar type of thing with Anderson on offense. I think the guys respect him. And I think he's got a good he's always in the office, you know, with Dable and those things. Sometimes he's bringing Whoppers with jalapenos to the rest of the coaches that are still there at night. So I appreciate a guy like that. But he's always around, and you know, it's hard not to pull for a guy like him.
When Mike Adams started, Eric Wright doesn't.
I tell you what, we've got several candidates in there that we've been working. So this just came up today, so we'll go back, we'll discuss it as a staff and see. But Mike Adams definitely has been working at corner, and we're not scared to play him. He's done a fine job. And, you know, we've got some other guys that we've also worked. Hank Poteet's a veteran, and Coy Francis is a corner that we like. And, you know, so there's other options for us, but Mike's definitely a guy that we'd have no problem putting out there if need be.
Ball game, but you know, you're 1-5. Realistically, not going to make the playoffs. What floats your boat when you're in that situation?
What's that?
I mean, what do you hang your hat on? Are you just trying to regime build, trying to get your system in place?
Well, I think first thing is you have a lot of pride. You know, we have a lot of pride in the defensive room and as coaches. And right now, 1-5, no one's happy about that. We're all disappointed. I'd like to think we'd be in much better shape than we are. You know, I thought we'd be in a lot better shape. I know that. And it's disappointing when you don't make the plays. I thought we were ready to make a great game. And I told you guys that last week because I believe it. And, you know, it's disappointing. And now it's a similar team this week, and hopefully we'll, you know, have learned from last week and play better on defense. And that's really what you look for. You know, I've been coaching a long time, and I've been around some great teams, and I've also been around some teams that weren't so great. But I know we always tried to play great on defense. And, you know, if that's a case where we're not going to do well, then by God, we should play some good defense. And that's what we need to do, you know, give us a chance to win, you know, and help out. I mean, you know, right now 1-5 is just not good enough.
God knows places, some wrestler from WWE. I mean, do you think it's unfair to just to blame him for everything?
I mean, I talk crap back to him. Who's the wrestler?
He's from Cleveland, actually.
Oh, he's tough? Oh, forget it then. I'm not. He's on his own. He's on his own then. No, but not if he's tough. If he's one of them fake guys, I will. But, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know where everybody takes runs at people. I mean, you know, worst thing you could do is, like, read up on, like, the internet, and I do that sometimes. But, you know, I know no one's happy about anything right now, and, you know, if they got runs at us, you know. Hey, I can remember being in New England when they said they ought to fire us all. And in a couple months, we won the Super Bowl. So, you know, and then we were posting them up. Believe me, our players saw every one of them, and they were comical. I mean, they were great, you know. But hopefully one day we're up here laughing.
Guys on the TV side last week covering the – I forgot who the color commentator was – said that his observation was that the safeties were playing way too deep, and the idea was just to control the defense rather, or control the receivers rather than to attack it. How do you respond to criticism like that?
I mean, you know, shit. I guess I'm sure Poole was too deep when he intercepted that one ball, too. You know, there's a lot of things that go into what it looks like. If you don't know the coverage, I mean, it'd probably be pretty hard to say what a guy's responsibility is. Some responsibilities are to play deep, you know, to prevent a shot going up over our head, and there's others where, you know, you can play tighter coverage. And, you know, if they caught us in one of those over routes where our safety was so-called too deep, maybe he was supposed to be there. You know, maybe somebody else was supposed to be underneath that route, which I'm sure happened a couple of times. You know, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're there to add color commentating to, you know, whatever the problems are. I mean, maybe they could solve this flu we got going around here, too. That'd be great. Because I don't want that. It's tough.
Did you have the flu during this week, for 2 days during this week?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what the heck happened. It was either that or I was, you know, I mean, it was the worst. You know, either I was missing my wife or I got the worst flu I've ever had. I swear to God. So feeling a lot better now. Might not look it, but I feel better. But I'm sure the players, I mean, this is no joke. I mean, it's a hard thing. And with a professional athlete, misses a couple practices, you know they're not feeling well. And, you know, we had a couple miss the games. And I could see why. I mean, man, I didn't feel like doing anything except crying and going to sleep. You know, but Mangini wouldn't let me do either.
But did you still came to work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're 1-5. I want to make sure we, you know, get a win this week.
That's a thing. That's a fair point. Eric says, wash your hands, get plenty of sleep. And you guys get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, if you're lucky.
Yeah. I mean, I got to wash my hands more. But I don't know. Maybe take a shower once in a while. But I think I was the only idiot to get out of that. So, I don't know. The other guys have better hygiene, I guess.
One more question. I just talk in general terms. I don't want to get you a fine, but the measurement... That's not controversial. That's something we review. I mean, that's cut and dry. I mean, it's not. It would seem like either he made it or he didn't.
Yeah.
And if he puts a stake down, the ball's not touching the stake. It's not a first down. I mean, is there something
I think
missing?
The rules. I believe the ball has to be past the yeah. stick. I believe that to be the case. But I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Either it is or it isn't. I mean, it ought to be pretty important.
Well, apparently they ruled, you know, that it was past the sticks, you know. So, it's shocking, you know. But, I don't know, the ball, you know, it looks different, I guess, from the side. So, I don't know. We got Christmas coming up, and I need every penny I got.